Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show on IWDM Radio, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Our program is designed to provide you with put you in a learning mode that can turn this program into focusing on examining and sound approaches to finding a mate. The true love recipe is the topic of our learning lab tonight, the do's and the don'ts. And a prescription for maintaining a successful, tranquil, growth-filled marriage. Our Learning Lab also shares, inshallah, and hope that you can lead to a memorable wedding day in a fulfilling marriage with faith, affection, and peace and joy. With that, I bring to you your host for tonight's show, Mark Shaheed. As-salamu alaykum, Mark.
Alaikum assalam to you, Rashid Salam, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi Alameen. Ashhadu ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is with God's name. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger, and what follows in that excellent salutation the prophet on the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, facilitator, and the producer of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that's heard each and every Thursday night right here on IWDM Radio. And for those of you who may be tuned in for the first time, we'd like to welcome you to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We want you to know that this, in fact, is your learning lab. So we do invite you to ask questions and make comments, and you can do that by pressing 1. If, in fact, you call into the studio, we also want you to come to the learning lab with an open mind and an open heart. And also, the only tools that you'll need is a sharp pencil or an ink pen and plenty of notebook paper, because we think tonight, as always on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and the Sister Learning Lab, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, there would be some noteworthy things that can and will be said, and you might want to make note of them to ask a question, or you may want to add something to what it is that you hear, and you also may want to just call in and press 1 because what you've heard is resonating with you. And I'm very much aware that many who tune in to IWDM Radio, that you may would like to be a participant. And if so, you have to call into the studio. And that number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And you have to press 1. And my engineer will alert me that you got your hand in the air. You want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment, or you just may just want to say what you heard has really resonated with you, and maybe you find some of the information and education that we disseminate that it has been a benefit to you. We would love to hear from you. We want you to know that this Learning Lab, it has a foundation, and we use 3 sources, not resources, but 3 sources. The first source that we use is El Quran. Al-Quran, that means that that is the Quran, and is the final revelation for all of humanity. And we also use as a second source the life example of the Prophet in living the Quran. And thirdly, we use the tafsir. Tafsir just simply means the clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. And given a clear explanation in regards to the Quran and also the life example of the Prophet. We want you to know that the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we teach the do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship and what constitutes a healthy and harmonious marriage relationship. We see as a sacred institution of marriage. And for those of you who have been with us, I want to say 4.5 months, maybe going on close to 5 months, we have been on the true love recipe. Yes, the true love recipe. This is my... I'm just thinking about the word love and how love is just kind of tossed around. Everybody, I love you. I love you more. I love you more than you love me, and all of this. And everything was all about love, but oftentimes there was no substantive value in when they said love. So I thought the qualifier for that would be true love, and that we would look at love, you understand, through the lens of the Quran in terms of different qualities and characteristics that I'm calling organic. They are natural ingredients. No artificial colors or flavors are in this true love recipe. And the only preservatives are natural preservatives that are designed to sustain and maintain a healthy, harmonious relationship that we call the sacred institution of marriage. It's designed for the preservation of this sacred institution. And because people have such a misconception and misperception of what love truly is, I offer my own personal true love recipe and want to invite all of you tonight that's tuned in and listen in as you hear some of these qualities and characteristics that I'm calling natural ingredients. Natural ingredients. Would it be in your true love recipe? We know that the human being naturally has a proclivity to want to give love and to be love. This is innate. This is in the fitra, in the original nature. We can see it in the little baby and the mother relationship, the baby and the father relationship. We see that in naturally occurring naturally in human relationship. Very, very important. But it's so very important that we also need to know and understand there are very distinct qualities and characteristics that we're calling in this recipe ingredients, holistic ingredients, organic ingredients, natural ingredients. And this is my true love recipe. So I invite you, if these qualities and characteristics are not in your true love recipe, you can delete them. Or there can be some addendums that you would like to share with our regular listening audience if it be in your true love recipe. And I've chosen to use the English alphabet purposely. I don't use any Islamic terminology because I want this to be for any and all that could benefit from it and to give it in a universal language where all can actually understand this and can be applicable in their true love recipe. And I think it's so very important to be able to have something as a gauge, as a barometer, and see if any one of these qualities and characteristics that's in my true love recipe, would it truly be a true love recipe, you know, without having that. So we have back a very distinguished, esteemed host, co-host tonight, and that's our beloved sister Khalila Akbar.
She's not in the queue yet, Mark.
Using all of that, but you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and all you have to do is just type in the name of the production, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and it would have been 2 weeks ago, and that would have been November the 16th. Those of you who know, the announcement was made in regards to Thanksgiving. I don't broadcast on Thanksgiving. I believe that's a good day for all people, including Muslims and believers, you know, to actually enjoy that with their family, friends, or maybe community members. So traditionally, I don't broadcast on Thursday. So there was no broadcast last Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. So hopefully you enjoyed your Thanksgiving with your family, your friends, community members, and all. And we know for us, I know some people are saying, oh, Marsha, he celebrates Thanksgiving. It doesn't have any pagan foundation to it or anything, but for Muslims and for all God-conscious and right-minded people, each and every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and we give thanks to Allah each and every day. And we're not the only ones that do that. We have Christian brothers and Jewish brothers and sisters that do that each and every day, just God-conscious people that are giving thanks to Almighty God, Allah. Matter of fact, whenever you hear a Muslim say, Alhamdulillah, they're saying, as Imam Muhammad have taught us, that all the praise and thanks belongs to Allah. So we can't even take any type of credit for that. No type of praise go to us. All the praise and thanks goes to Almighty God Allah. But if you go back, November the 16th, our special guest facilitators was Imam Nazim Pasha and Sister Khalila Akbar, and they really gave a lot of insight, words of wisdom, as we were on the letter R. And it was R4, and we had responsibility on there, respect, reconciliation, and they gave some outstanding information and wisdom that they shared with us. So it's worth going back and listening to. Get your pen and pad, take notes and everything, and hopefully it's a benefit to you. So we have our beloved sister from our sister station, AM 360, a very distinguished, esteemed host. As we aspire, we go higher. And she also, I want to just say this, she probably won't say it, but I'm going to say it. She's one of our learned persons in the community. When it comes to relationships, as she once was the committee chair for vows there in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina, and she participated in a lot of different workshops. And this year, 2023, she'll be a part of a panel in terms of marriage and family life. I'm supposed to be there too. I look forward always to working with her. Have a lot of regard for her, our beloved Sister Khalila Akbar. Assalamu alaikum to you, Khalila Akbar. How are you doing this Thursday evening?
She's not in the queue yet, Mark.
Oh, she's not in the queue yet. Okay. Khalila Akbar, if you're there, press 1, please, and come into the queue, you know. But when you see her, or else maybe you might need to give her a text or something, hopefully she will be with us. Pardon me?
Already in process.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. So as we wait for her, want to just say, you know, in terms of this true love recipe, as I said, it's the I'm using the English alphabet from A to Z. I know some of you may be very, very curious, but we won't get ahead of ourselves and say, what would Z be? What would Z be? What would Y be? X, Y, Z. What would X be? You know, you might be asking that. I won't tip you off in regards to that. You just have to continuously tune in and listen to IWDM Radio as we take it from A to Z and all. And we'll probably do a synopsis on all of it in terms of just giving kind of surface in terms of some of the things to highlight some of the things for those of you who may have missed this from its very inception, but some of you have been core listeners and been taking notes and all of this, and I do, inshallah, God willing, I plan in 2024 in terms of trying to put this in the book form. It's been requested in all, and I think it can and would be a benefit to all of us to know that there's so many different qualities and characteristics that actually help to define true love, you know, true love. You know, many of us have our own conception and perception, and sometimes it's not very substantive. You know, we just say, use the Western paradigm, if you would, in terms of love. You know, and it may just be one-dimensional in that regard. We never think about the attentiveness, the affection, or the basic fundamental things, the boundaries, you know, that should be there, compassion, you know, the care, as we have talked about. In terms of having compassion, appreciation, and respect that should be evident or experienced in the relationship, the dedication, the duty, that it is that we have. And we say that dedication and duty first and foremost would come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, because if in fact that is in fact the case, then it's going to help you and I become the best man, the best woman, the best husband, the best father, the best woman, the best man, the best husband, the best wife, and the best mother and the best father. And it has to come in that order, because the sacred institution of marriage is designed to produce the sacred institution of family life, you see. So we're born into a family, but then we grow up and we are socialized and acculturated in that family, and then we become the product of that socialization and acculturation, and do the family life, the socialization and acculturation, does it produce good marriage material? We need to be examining that, evaluating, assessing ourselves. That's why it's important also to listen in and tune in to the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. These are sister learning labs that coincide with each other. Please, Rashid, let me know when we see Khalilah Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they kind of coincide with each other, because it produces that man and hopefully manhood, and also that woman and hopefully womanhood. And then understanding that, then they actually should be compatible. And this is something else in terms of the true love recipe, compatibility. That's simply the ability to be able to work, to live and work together with little or no conflict. You see, that's why it's so important, because of the commonality that they have. We've gone over this, and I'm just giving a little synopsis of some of the things that we've gone over the weeks that we've been on the true love recipe. You know, said, well, who is it, what we should look for? You know, I want a Muslim man, I want a Muslim woman, alhamdulillah. But Muslim may be at various stages, different stages in their life. You could, once a believer takes the Shahadatain, they actually come into the fold of Al-Islam. But they virtually are new in this way of life. And they have learned enough to be able to stand before Almighty God, Allah, and before witnesses and take the Shahadatain, that they bear witness that there is nothing, no one, that deserves to be served or worshipped except for one, Allah alone, La Sharika Lahu. Yes, sir.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Well, I don't have a number to dial.
Oh. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Give it a, merge her in and give her the number there, Rashid, and we can hear your conversation. So just give it to her. Mute yourself out. And our co-host will be with us in a few minutes, inshallah, God willing. So, yes, very, very important. And then we look for the E in terms of effort. You know, that's a very, very important quality to have in the true love recipe. It just don't happen by itself. It's not like if we're thinking, well, if I'm a Muslim, I marry a Muslim, we should be good. No, don't think like that. Allah has said in the Quran that the human being can only get what they consciously strive for. Striving is that you have to put forth effort. There is actually a work effort when you're striving for something. It's a goal, but it has to be a common goal that the two of you are striving for. This is very important. So effort has to be put forth. You know, empathy, you know, to be able to empathize with your mate, which meaning that we have talked about in terms of empathic listening being the highest form of listening. This should be a quality and characteristic. Not only do you understand where they're coming from, but you also feel them. You remember a few years back where in our language, I feel you, you know, that means that I really, really understand you, I empathize with what you're saying. It doesn't necessarily always mean that you agree with the person, but you understand where they're coming from, you know, so that's in empathic listening. So we just wanted to just take you back down some of the A, B, C, D, E, F for a minute while our special guest facilitator, our very distinguished Khalila Akbar, has joined us. It's always a pleasure to have her. Assalamu alaikum there, Khalila Akbar.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mark Shaheed and IWDM listening audience.
Alhamdulillah. I was just giving a little snippet of some of the things that we have covered here on the True Love Recipe, and it's always an honor to have you back and elated. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that on AM360, there was times when you used to join me when Manira was not available. We did the True Love Recipe on AM360. This was years ago, and you did an outstanding job, and I was just apprising the radio listeners, those who missed the last production, which was November the 16th. The 16th, that was 2 weeks ago, seemed like an eternity that you and Imam Nazim Pasha gave so much insight, so much wisdom on R. I think we had R5, and so much insight and wisdom. And I want you to know that 2 weeks ago, and I can't sing, but it was my intention to sing happy birthday to you. But I forgot, to be honest, and everything I remembered afterwards. So a belated happy birthday, and I won't even try to attempt to sing, because I know I can't sing. That's not one of the gifts that I have. I can talk, but I can't sing. And I can dance, but I can't sing. You know, so a belated happy birthday to you. I would say on anniversary, of your birth date, Earth date, and all. And so tonight, Khalila Akbar, we're going to be dealing with S5, and want to just say to our radio listening audience that we do invite you to be a participant tonight in these qualities and characteristics that's in my True Love Recipe. And I also want to ask you if these qualities and characteristics would be in your recipe, you know. And so, you know, as Khalila Akbar and myself actually dialogue on this, you hear this bell, that don't mean for her to stop. It just means that she inadvertently may have said or used one of the other qualities and characteristics. I want you to know that sometimes there's an overlap. There's an overlap, you know. We're going to, for those who got their notebook and pad, so we're going to be looking at sincerity. We're going to be looking at security. We're going to be looking at sensitivity. And we're going to be looking at supportiveness. And then we're going to be looking at synergy. And if we have time, there was one that came to me a little bit late, but smiling, you know. And we're going to see, in addition to Khalila Akbar, of course, this is my True Love Recipe, so you already know it's in my my recipe, and there is reason for it being. And so we're going to get some insight and wisdom from our special guest facilitator, Khalila Akbar. But we also want to get some input from you. You know, would these be in your True Love Recipe? And it's designed for you to think about it. to give some thought to it, you know, in terms of what true love really, really is, and these qualities and characteristics that if we actually possess them, could we really have true love in the sacred institution of marriage? And I do think so. The more we are conscious of how important these qualities and characteristics, and they're natural, they're organic, no artificial colors or flavors, and everything that's designed to, the preservatives are natural preservatives designed to sustain and maintain a healthy, harmonious marriage. We call the sacred institution of marriage. So with that being said, Khalil Akbar, I guess we can get started here. And as I said, you know, this is S5. And the first one that we have, Khalil Akbar, is sincerity. Insincerity. I like to use something in terms of from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith, and I think it would have to be a really sahih hadith, a sound hadith, because it should touch your soul. Truth always touch your soul sometimes before your mind can catch up with it, but it always touch your soul. Was reported as saying that religion is sincerity. Religion is sincerity. It's in my true love recipe. I can't see how you could actually have true love in the sacred institution of marriage without sincerity. I think it is a must to have sincerity. How would that look if it wasn't in your true love recipe? So, Khalil Akbar, would sincerity be in your true love recipe? And if so, why would it be? And if not, would it truly be true love? Talk to us, my dear sister Khalil Akbar, and welcome again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mark Shahid, and thank you for the thought of singing happy birthday. But Allah knows best, and my birthday I wanted to spend, you know, with my parents and also giving, and that was the way that I was able to also give to the audience on that day, so I felt really, really good.
I want to say this here before you start. That's so very thoughtful, because that always have been the thinking from both for myself and my brothers. I have two brothers that are Muslim, and the first thing, you know, and I'm just giving this from an Islamic perspective. I'm not trying to take anything away from the listeners that like to celebrate themselves and all of this. But the first thanks and praise should belong to Allah, because at that point, in the very conception, Allah, it was Allah's will that we were chosen. I mean, if we know anything about biology, we know that we were chosen at that point. All the sperms trying to reach that one egg, but we were chosen. So the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, because he is the nourisher, sustainer, guardian, evolver of all life, including human life. And we find that in the Quran. And then the medium. We don't get to choose our parents. And I know that Khalil Akbar, she have two outstanding parents, Imam Khalil Akbar, longtime resident imam there, as Shahid there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and her mother in that regard. So the second consciousness after Allah should be our parents. Actually, the birth date is the birth date of the mother. That becomes earth date for us, that we come to earth in that regard, and being conscious of that, and to really appreciate our mother and father. So what we would do, and I'm saying we, me, my brothers and myself, we would give our mother a gift on what most of us call our birthday, which is our earth date, because you only, you know, your mother only have your birthday, physically born, every year is an annual reoccurrence of recognition that this was the day you came to earth and by Allah's permission. So I think that looking at it from an Islamic perspective, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and then it is our parents, and Allah tells us to reverence the womb in terms of which we come from, you know, where there was safety and security. We're going to be talking about security in a little bit. So I want to thank you, Sister Khalil Akbar, for saying that. I said, wow, like minds think alike, but that's what we used to do. So you might want to start thinking like that. And so when that anniversary come around, if your parents are still living, give them a gift. You say, well, you Muslims, y'all do everything different, and are you backwards or forward? No, we're very forward and very progressive. I used to tell my youngest son, all my sons are very handsome, and my daughters are beautiful daughters. I'm not just saying that, but they are. And I had to let him know, you understand, you can't come out on stage and take a bow. You didn't do anything in regards to this. All right, Sister Khalil Akbar, I'm done. So give us a little insight on sincerity, if you would. Would that be in your true love recipe?
Alhamdulillah, yes, it would be. I don't want to come only from my perspective. I'm trying to be a little different tonight, and inshallah, working together, I've enjoyed working with you over the years.
Khalil, can you raise your voice up a little bit? I know you're probably out and about, but if you can raise your voice just a little bit, I appreciate it.
Is this better?
That's much better.
I had the volume down. I'm sorry. Well, yes, okay. I think that sincerity, let me get straight to the point then. Sincerity is important, but sincerity also takes preparation. Most people, when they go into marriage, they want a marriage that's going to last. Hear echo?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't hear the echo, you know. But I can tell, I can hear wind background or something. But no, your volume is good. We can hear you.
Okay, is this better?
That's much better.
Okay, mashallah. So most people, when they get into a marriage, their intention is to be married, inshallah, till, you know, they return to Allah. And most people don't get married with the intention of not making it work. And so with that said, it takes preparation in order to be able to sustain a marriage. And so if you really are sincere, which I believe most people are, then we also need to plan ahead so we can have the time that it takes to put into being there for our spouse, so we can have the financial means to purchase homes, to purchase vehicles, to make sure that if there are children involved, that we're able to properly tend to their needs and be there for them, as well as just being in a couple and in a relationship. I think if when you go into it, some of the things that have caused problems are people not being realistic and thinking, oh, it's just you and me, we're just going to kick it, you know. But if the person has a family, and many of us do over a certain age, then there's a certain amount of responsibility and foresight that comes along with that in order for you to be sincere. You may be sincere in the moment for whatever reason, but you need to do the work, and it needs to be exemplified through everything that you do and bring to the table.
Alhamdulillah, that's very well said. And I think, Khalil Akbar, I think one of the first and foremost things in terms of me utilizing this is first and foremost being sincere in striving to live the religion. This is, to me, is very, very important, the sincerity. Sincerity actually encompasses integrity, the truthfulness, the honesty, in terms of being sincere. I mean, all of that comes along with the territory in terms of being sincere. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that sincerity, religion is sincerity. So You know, Imam Muhammad gave great insight to the word religion. He said religion is to realign you with your original nature. So religion is sincerity. Do we want to be realigned with our original nature? It's called fitra for those who don't. No, you want to be realigned with your original nature, and you want to be sincere in living the religion. So when actually two people come together, are they sincere in terms of wanting to live the religion as it is given the framework in the Quran? Allah gives us the framework in the Quran, and then he gives us his Rasul. Rasul means his messenger. And he becomes the example for us. This is very important, because the other things will, you will work on those to have a manifestation that's there. But the foundation there is the sincerity in wanting to live the religion. You know, if it was, and I have to say this, if it was just in terms of like fame and fortune, especially in terms of, you know, the money, then those persons there in what they call Hollywood, you know, those who are famous, and they got plenty of money, but they don't exemplify that in fact, would really be the answer, you see. And we have examples, you know, even it may be in our community or other communities, whereas that money is not the issue. It really is not. But the sincerity to want to live the religion as Allah has outlined it in the Quran, and the example of living the Quran as the Prophet Muhammad. He is the leader, and we are to be followers of him in that regard, you see. And Allah blessed him to be able to perform the responsibility in that regard. And so that becomes the same thing for us. But I think the sincerity for me in terms of putting it in as a component, as a quality characteristic in the true love recipe, it has to be understood in that regard. As the Prophet Muhammad has given, religion is sincerity. And we should see that and want to make sure that we're striving to the best of our ability in terms of being sincere. You know, my good brother and friend, Imam Fahim Shuaib, years ago, he was looking at the word sincere. And I remember he gave a workshop. Oh, this had to be about 20 years or so, maybe longer than that, but I'd say at least 20 years. And you see two words, sin and seer. You see, it doesn't mean that you're sincere, that you're perfect. So let's remove that from our mind. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means that Allah is perfect. We're not perfect. He's perfect, and he's above all mistakes, errors, shortcomings, sin, and shortcomings, coming up short. That is not applicable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard. So, you know, it's so very important. When you look at that word, is sincere. The not perfect, but you're able to see sin. That's what he was actually teaching in that particular workshop. And it's true. But if you are sincere and you see that, you have the same opportunity as the first of Allah's creation, Adam, to be able to meet with a word from your Lord and to repent, you see, in that regard. Now, we didn't have repentance when we had R, but it could very easily be one of the qualities and characteristics in the true love recipe. Just wanted to just say that because, you know, being a student of Imam Muhammad, he always taught us to make the connection, make the connection with the Quran. You know, you want to make the connection with the Quran, and you want to make the connection, as Allah taught his Rasul, the Quran, and gave the hikmah. The hikmah sometimes is referred to people as the wisdom, but the logic and the sensitivity. We get ready to tackle that as a quality and characteristic too. So I just want to just say that because that's so vitally, vitally important, the sincerity. Religion is sincerity, and it has to be taken in that regard so that we can be the best man, the best woman, the best husband, the best wife, the best mother, the best father, because of our sincerity in terms of religion. And it takes us back to the picture of the original nature, the humbleness, the innocence, and all, in surrendering to what God's will is, adhering to God's, conforming to God's will, adhering to God's word, and striving to the best of our ability with the sincerity that we have to live the way that Allah wants us to live. And those other things, they will be added because Allah has defined the role and the responsibility of both. And we've talked about that also. So thank you so much. And want to say to those who tune in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with your host, Mark Shaheed, and our special guest facilitator, host Khalida Akbar, and we are on the True Love Recipe, and we're looking at S5 tonight, and we just covered the first in terms of sincerity. So if you have a question or comment that you'd like to ask Khalida Akbar or myself, as far as that go, you can press 1, come into the queue, and would it be your true love recipe? And if you hadn't thought about it, now that you got a little insight on it, and inshallah, I look to have this in the book, as I said, inshallah, next year, 2024, to give you insight and connections, you understand, with the Quran and also the life example of the Prophet and living that and the tafsir of Imam Warfiuddin Muhammad. So, alhamdulillah, and we are going to move on down the line here. Security, Khalida Akbar, is the next of the ingredients we're calling qualities and characteristics as ingredients, like a recipe. And, you know, I know some outstanding cooks out there. They have specialties, maybe in baking or cooking or what, casseroles, you name it, meatloaves, turkey meatloaves, or a veggie loaf. I've eaten that also, too. And just different things that they may cook or bake. And it's outstanding or it stands out because of the ingredients that they put in it. I think 7-Up cake probably came about because they were short on something they generally would have in a pound cake, and they just had some 7-Up there and poured the 7-Up, and shabam, there you go, 7-Up cake. They tried it on their family, let the neighbors taste it. It was all good. So thus the birth of the 7-Up cake, you know. So sometimes recipes happen like that. So, alhamdulillah, if you can use it, alhamdulillah. If not, you can delete it, of course. So, Khalida Akbar, when we look at security, it's in my true love recipe, and it's significant and important in terms of security. Would it be in your true love recipe in terms of security? I think that this is a trait or a quality that's innate in the human being. So if it is in your true love recipe, why? And if not, then could it truly be a true love recipe without security? Khalida.
Alhamdulillah, we know safety is important in any relationship before you can really build a solid relationship with someone. And security is an extension of your safety, and not just physical safety, but mental, your psychological safety, your spiritual safety, your intimacy, because it's sacred. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. And we as Muslims know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at marriage as a covenant. And so if you go into any relationship, you want to have security. And again, security takes preparation. If you're going to secure something, you're going to have to assess what needs to be secured and make sure that you have the tools that you need, the resources, people, places, and things that you need to properly secure that. And if not, then strive for that. Counsel for that. Seek it. Pray to Allah. And go out and work for that. Don't just think it's just going to happen without the work, because Allah helps those who help themselves. But security, yes, because I can't release my mind within an unsafe environment. I can't be the best that I can be and open up and be as warm and loving as I can be if I'm on guard. So, yes.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's excellent, you know. You know, the things that you say, because it's going to require effort and then also preparation, as you say, to want that. And this is a quality that I think that all human beings have. And I like the fact that, Sister Akbar, that you realize in terms of the various components that comprise the holistic human being, not only as a physical being, and this is what we're trying to teach on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, to see the holistic human being. You know, oftentimes for a lot of people, it's on one level. Okay, well, that's good for starters, but we're more than just a physical being. You know, so you can start there, but you shouldn't end there. So the the security, and of course, we go back to Arujul Kanamuna Anisa in terms of the role of responsibility that men have, you know. And the Kanamun actually is saying that this role of responsibility is to protect and to maintain, you see. And we can start with the... We can start on the physical level. The security that women have to have, need to have, is what it is that we as men, we say God-conscious men, is to provide in that regard. But let's say it also, there is also part of the role and responsibility of women, too. They are to secure, as you heard Khalil Akbar so eloquently articulate, there are certain things that happen in relationship to maintain that security. They shouldn't be just shared any and everybody, just like loose lips. I mean, in that courtship phase and even in the sacred institution of marriage, there are some things, as she said, in terms of safeguard, of being feeling safe or safeguard, that is between those two. And each should have that sense of security, not feeling insecure. I wonder if they're going to do something that make me feel insecure, or vice versa, or what. It's psychologically, the security, you see, or, you know, words of affirmation. It helps in security, not only for our children, but also for our spouses. I'm not advocating don't lie. don't lie to a person. And don't flatter them, because flattery is a tool of the shaitan. But when you can give words of affirmation, that becomes a form of security. The self-esteem of of your mate is very, very important. So psychologically, as Khalil Akbar has said, but also socially, you know, the security should be there, because that is what is ignited in terms of having the material reality that brings about the security. To know that whatever is secured in terms of that, that it's also going to be protected. You're just not going to just let anybody come in your dwellings and just take that without being on guard and protecting in that regard. And emotional security, that's very important also, emotional security, you know. So the answer that she mentioned, all of this is very, very, very important. So we can't say enough about security. Even when we look at the baby, you understand, is one to be secured. And oftentimes a baby will let you know when they don't feel so secure. And they only have one language, it's a universal language. They cry. And that's a universal language. Babies cry when they feel insecure. So when we are studying the fitra, the original nature, we see that that's a property of the little human being. When they feel insecure, they cry. They let you know, I don't feel secure. And they kind of intuitive when somebody says, oh, you're such a pretty little baby, and they want to hold them. It's like, no, they're clinging to mama. No, I don't feel secure in your arms. Not like I feel secure in mama's arms. Or maybe their father's arm, and far as they go. So we see that clocked in the original nature, even in terms of the baby, and that security should be prevalent throughout our relationship to want to have that security. And we should know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who is perfect. You understand? That we should find security in his word of revelation to us. We get ready to take a pause for the calls because we're right at that point of taking a break and everything. And when we come back, we'll be on to the next quality and characteristics, which is sensitivity. And Khalil Akbar and myself, we would love to hear from you on the first two that we've given. And just to see, we'll take a little mini poll and see if those two would be in your true love recipe. So we do want you to participate. And for those of you listening by way of the internet, for you to be able to do that, you do and will have to call in to IWDM Radio at 714-816-4673. So we get ready to take a pause for the calls, and you know I'm going to ask you to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back.
Hello.
I don't know. Where's my engineer?
Allah really loves me. Yes, he does. Showers down his mercy and raindrops of love. Allah really loves me. Yes, it's true. And for his love and mercy, there is nothing I wouldn't do. Of our mission, he's there to change the world's condition. Allah really loves me. Yes, he does. He showers down his mercy in raindrops of love. Allah really loves me. Yes, it's true. And for his love and mercy, there is nothing I wouldn't do.
listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with your host, Mark Shahid, and our special guest facilitator, co-host tonight, our very distinguished, esteemed guest, Khalida Akbar, and giving insight on S5 in terms of the true love recipe, and we've already covered two of them, and the first one being sincerity and also security. And before we took the break, I want to thank Rashid Salam for the first hour in terms of engineering, and our good brother, my good friend, Imam Umar Siddiqui, entertainer extraordinaire, as we talk about Allah really loves us. And so if we look around the whole of this natural world, natural creation, universe, Allah is alcoholic. He is the creator, and he created all of this. Guess for who? He created all of this for us. And for the believer, the utilities in all of this, we can see Allah really loves us. And then when we stumble and we lose our way, then he also have given us revelation, the guidance, you understand, to put us back on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is an upward, a vertical pattern in terms of the elevation of the soul, but also the intellect. And it takes us back to the first mercy, which is al-Rahman, you understand. And this is how Allah actually shows his love, because he teaches us from these two means, the natural creation and also from revelation. So that's a beautiful sound that our beloved Imam Wilmar Siddiqui, a Faridian, as though Allah really loves us. And so when we think about all of this that we have, we're able to wake up, we're able to breathe, we're able to walk, all of these things that sometimes often forgotten and just overlooked, just taken for granted, Allah does really love us. The question becomes, do we really love Allah? So this is a question that we have to ask ourselves and answer for ourselves. And if we are, our relationship is that of a servant to the master, and the only way to be a good servant is to be an obedient servant to our Lord and Creator. So with that being said, going to do a little mic check here. And our beloved sister, the priest of Abdul Hadi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to you, Brother Mark, and to all of the IWDM listeners. I am here.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being with us as we end the second hour of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And so I'm going to ask you if, in fact, that what you heard our special guest facilitator, Khalida Akbar, have given in terms of insight and wisdom on these first two, sincerity and security, and myself, would that be in your true love recipe? And so we're going to take a little mini poll here. The priest of ID, would those two qualities and characteristics, now remember we're talking about true love here. We're not talking about just love like you hear in the soap operas, you hear in the movies, social media, sometimes thrown around in family greetings, love you more, your friends, love you more than more. I mean, all of those things that sometimes we hear that's not very substantive, we can't just all the time say that is true love. So hopefully this information education actually will, if nothing else, just ignite some thought in you and say, wow, I never thought about these qualities and characteristics should be a part of true love. And so to be armed with them, but also in terms of being a practitioner of that, can make you even more appealing, because it actually says that you are a God-conscious person. Or as Imam Muhammad say, you're a right-minded person. You don't have to be a Muslim. to be right-minded in that regard. So let me remind you that we are looking for you to be a participant. And so if those two qualities, that being sincerity and also security, would that be your true love recipe? If so, I'm going to ask you to press 1 and hold it for 10 seconds. Press 1. Yes, I mean, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. Press 1 and hold it. I'm at 5. And I'm at 10. So, Depresa, ID, did we get any participation? Did anybody press 1?
Beside myself, Brother Mark, everybody else is kind of like really in that zone of taking it in.
We're in that zone. Okay, okay. That's all right. That's fine. That's fine. They stick and stay with us. You know, if something might strike them, you don't want to say anything. It's not compelling. But just to participate, to say, well, that would be in my true love recipe, sincerity. What would it look like if it wasn't? Have we ever thought about that? What would it look like if security wasn't there? So I'm going to give you an opportunity, my dear sister, Depresa, Heidi. And why would that be in your true love recipe? if somebody came to you and said, Depresa, Heidi, give us those two qualities or characteristics, why would it be?
At each of those, well, these two characteristics, yes, would be a part of my true love recipe, but of the two, I would go foremost with sincerity. Because there's no sincerity for me now, that's what I'm thinking. There's no sincerity, there is no trust.
Okay.
Because I can't believe what you say now. That's just my feeling about it.
No, you're giving it from your perspective. It's not a right or wrong in regards to that, because that's why I'm asking, even our radio listening audience, nobody has to follow my recipe in terms of how I articulate it, and nobody has to follow Khalil Akbar's what it is that she has said. You at liberty to express that for yourself. And so out of those two, what I'm hearing you saying, that sincerity would be first and foremost out of that, because if in fact that you have that, then that could also incorporate the security that
absolutely
is needed and necessary. Okay. Alhamdulillah. See, there you go. This is why it's so good to have these type of learning labs, because you can learn something from anybody. That makes perfect sense to me. I don't have any qualms. Let's see what Khalil Akbar have to say about that. Khalil Akbar, you just heard the priest of Hadi. She said that would be in her true love recipe, and she's saying that sincerity would be so very, very important. And as I said earlier, before she came on, is that many of these qualities and characteristics, they do overlap each other. Sister Akbar, did you want to say anything before we go to the next one?
Yes, first of all, I wanted to also give Sister Depresa Hadi the salam, the assalamu alaikum, sis. I wasn't for sure if she was your engineer the last time or this time, because I know I communicated with the brother a couple times. So that's why I don't never give her the greetings, but definitely.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
American
Muslim
family.
Yes, she
and
does.
And I wanted to give her.
Back to you, my love.
Yes, ma'am. I do agree with what she said. It makes perfect sense with sincerity being at the top, because we do want someone who's coming to the table with pure intentions, and we want to come to the table with pure intentions. As I said before, it takes preparation, and also we know that only Allah can see into people's hearts. So we ask Allah to send to us the person that He chooses for us, and to give us the eyes for which to see. This is the dua I've been making. The ears from which to hear, the spirit from which to discern, ask him to grace us with that and give us more of his ruh and be able to determine things at a higher level. And one way to do that before we enter into any relationship is to increase our sadaka, like I've always continuously said. I don't want to keep saying the same thing, but also just building that solid relationship with Allah, increasing into hajj prayer, charity, fasting, whatever you can do to make yourself as pure and sincere as possible in reaching for your Lord with any goal, especially marriage, and making those du'as, and also doing your homework. You know, because people can morph into whatever they want to be, really. You know, I have had some really eye-opening experiences for me, and being growing up as a Muslim in any man's home, I was sheltered in a lot of ways, in the religion, actually, in the religion. And, of course, you know, from the outside. But I learned a lot as an adult that I was not aware of, just to be honest with you. I was not aware. I just took people, especially Muslims, you know, I'm like, hey, we're Muslim. But you really have to do your homework. You have to know that everybody has not, you know, they don't have the same perspectives on life. Just like we're all individuals, they don't have the same perspective on the deen, on marriage, on family life. It's so much more than just being sincere. And because, you know, once you tie that knot, you're going to do, a Muslim in general will do anything he or she can do to keep it together. But some things you have to do, you have to pay attention to Allah's signs. You have to do some homework. You can't just always take people at face value. Assalamu alaikum. Hugging you and being happy to see you at the masjid. Get to know the family. Spend some time in other environments outside of just the masjid. Everybody's straight up and down, smelling good. You have the oils on. You're making your salat, giving salams. You're in your right frame of mind. But you need to see people, and that's one of the things that we suggest and we have done with vows in other settings. How do they treat the waiter? How do they treat the people at the airline? Are they cursing them out, raising sand, et cetera? You know, look at them in different situations and pay attention to those signs, and don't just, oh, they're having a bad day. Don't rationalize things. When Allah gives you signs, believe them. Ask them for help. It does not always have to be a deal breaker, but you and that spouse, that potential mate, have to be willing to admit that there are some things that need to be worked on and do it together. It doesn't have to be a tick for tack, but if you see you're in a situation where there is no acknowledgement or even, you know, admitting that there is a problem and we're getting signs and feedback from different areas, then that may be a situation that you want to take a step back, look at deeper, and not just, you know, we're Muslim, you know, we can work everything out, we're going to take it to prayer, et cetera. Typically, yes. But some things are a lot deeper. They're deeper than just doing the traditional things you would do in a relationship. So just be very mindful of that. And I believe that when Allah brings you to something, he brings you through it so you can help other people. You can see if you come out successful, because everybody doesn't make it out. They don't make it out of that mindset if they were in an unfavorable situation, especially of a marriage. It takes rebuilding. It takes counsel. It takes digging deep and looking at Allah and looking at yourself and asking Allah to help you, especially if you go in sincere and it's just not what you thought. And you have to be willing to be transparent, open up, be vulnerable, and also be willing to stand that test of time and work with that individual. But it takes two. You can't do everything by yourself. And Allah doesn't want you to do everything by yourself. When you get into trying to do that, that becomes you're putting someone else before Allah. You're putting someone else before the signs of Allah, and that gets into idol worship. And that's when you lose the favor of Allah, and you're susceptible to whatever that person, place, or thing that you put before him when he's trying to tell you that there is an issue that you're not going to be able to solve alone. You're going to have to do some things, and you're going to have to reassess. And when you keep trying to push that and just try to make it work, then you fall from his. He still protects you, mashallah, but you fall out of alignment. And he tells us over and over in the Quran, when you do not pay attention to his signs, he lets you taste the punishment. little by little, he's gracious to hope that you will come back. And so I just say all that to say, be mindful as people. Don't be naive in the sense that we're all Muslim. And that's the biggest awakener for me. And it was heart-wrenching, really. And what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And then when you step out next time, you're wiser. You know what to look for. You know what you need to be able to do in order to get that result that you're looking for, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, you said, as we say down south, I'm St. Louis by way of Mississippi, and you said a mouthful, and you heard that little bell there. You actually inadvertently touched on, we haven't got to them yet in terms of T, in terms of transparency, but we haven't gotten to V in terms of vulnerability, which it really requires that you're going to have trust, we're going to be looking at the next alphabet, which would be T, and you're going to find that that's in the true love recipe. You'll find that these things overlap or they interconnected in terms of qualities and characteristics. And I was glad, Khalil Akbar, that you went in depth in that it takes more than just the fact that person say that they are Muslim. You say that you are Muslim, and that guarantees you that you're going to live happily ever after. Wrong. You know, it's more than just that, you know, in terms of what it is that is actually needed to preserve the relationship. We talk about natural preservatives for sustaining and maintaining the relationship. And you can have different different mindsets, and maybe that's a clash, having different perception, different perspectives, that and you have to really assess and evaluate what do you really have in common, because at some point, when we was at sea in terms of communication, to be able to communicate, communication skills to be able to communicate. I mean, how does the relationship look? It's a true love recipe and the sacred institution of marriage, but you can't really communicate. One is communicating.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yes, and another thing that I want to say to our beloved elders and also people who are on the outside of a situation, I had some advice from people that I highly respected that was not correct. They didn't know what was going on in my situation. Go get your husband. Get on a plane. Do the and meaning well, but you can get somebody in a dangerous or a situation that is counterproductive because you have that tunnel vision as well as a believer. So be very careful. I'm not just talking about myself, but working with other sisters. There's some people, well-meaning people have given advice that was very counterproductive and took people back into that state of cycle of abuse into situations. Hold on a second, please.
Yes. Well, you're hearing what Khalil Akbar is giving. I guess it's some great advice, there are some people that do mean well, and the intention is good, but their knowledge is not there, and only that person actually really knows. And, we should always seek Allah first and foremost. And Allah, when we read the Quran, let me say this, Khalil Akbar, and then give it back to you. When we read the Quran, this is Allah communicating to all of us. We need to read it more. I not only read it, but study it. We had a book that we used as a resource book by a sister there that was there in North Carolina when I came there a few years ago. It was the first time we met. She was glad to see me. So I get you as a beat, Mark Shaheed, and I can't remember her name now. But one of the things she had in her outstanding publication was you know, not only in terms of praying together, of course, that should happen. That's a staple. But also, she said, reading the Quran together. And she said, not only doing that together, but studying the religion together. Well, this is in her book, the first time that this, I almost said the first time it's been said, but how important that is, you see, where you can share with each other and you can actually learn from each other, you see, in that regard. How many couples actually do that? You see, this is, you know, the sacred institution of marriage, one of the benefits is designed to help you to grow and to develop, for you to evolve into the best that you can be. That's why it is a sacred institution that's designed to do that. And if you don't see that growth and develop, sometimes people on the outside looking in, they may pretend, I know what's best. You go back, you do this, and blah, 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 and you do this, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, the assessment, the evaluation has to be made in regards to that, in terms of what is the best thing. And I know that it has circulated in our community for years and years and years. The most hated halal is divorce. I want you to rethink that. You won't find that in the Quran, none of that. The thing that is hated most is a bad marriage. Is a bad marriage. I want you to think about that. This is why the divorce is halal in many cases, is permissible, but is healthy because the two are not personifying what Allah's will and purpose for marriage is. I mean, I hope you please are listening. You see, so even if you have children, you don't have children, or even in terms of family life and community life, it's supposed to be an inspiration and motivation. You see, even for our children, it's supposed to be modeled in accordance to what Allah says in the Quran, and then also demonstrated in his Rasul, his messenger. But if it's not in accordance with that, then that might be not the first thing, but there's steps. But then it may just not be the mate for you. Maybe for somebody else. And maybe another mate for you. But we should never sour on the sacred institution of marriage. Never sour on that. You know, Allah knows best. You see, and then that Iftikhar prayer, I think that Khalil Akbar mentioned, is very, very important because in essence, if when you learn it or just get the gist of it, you're actually saying that Allah is the best knower. He knows and we know not. And we're seeking his guidance in that regard. And sometimes that's where the mistake is, and we think that we know better than Allah, whether we're conscious of that, unconscious or subconscious in our mind in terms of that. So sometimes we just have to accept those things in that regard. And like Khalil Akbar is saying, you have to look a little bit deeper, and you have to do more of an assessment and evaluation. And when I rung the bell there, when she used the word pay attention to the signs, and we know that when we started this true love recipe, it was triple A, and the first of the qualities and characteristics was attentiveness, to be attentive. You see more and more people today, they don't pay attention to a darn thing. They pay attention to nothing. They don't They don't hear anything. They don't see anything. They just don't pay attention. And this is needed and necessary if, in fact, you're going to have true love in the sacred institution of marriage. I just had to say that, Khalil Akbar. And if you had anything else you want to add to that, fine. And if not, we're going to go ahead and proceed on to the next one, which is going to be sensitivity. Kalia?
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate that. Be mindful and careful of counseling people when you don't know the situation, especially if, you know, you're encouraging people to stay in a situation, because there's several people who they have, once they get out, they have to seek counsel. Is deeper, especially if there is a mental disorder involved. And people morph. They change based off of what they need. And a lot of times people have adapted in society based off of their life experiences. They know how to adapt and camouflage and get in to get the benefit of whatever situation that they're in. So, and you're on the outside looking in, because I know from the things that I experienced, I would have never believed. You could never have told me that about certain people. It just would be unfathomable because of the way they present themselves and everything. But when you're in a relationship with someone, and that we know from the prophet, he said the best way to get to know people are what? To live with them or to work with them. And when you're in that situation, you're able to see different things. But people, based off of their life experiences, they're able to adapt and manipulate and get the things that they want from any set of people. And so not saying that they're a bad person, that's something that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to be able to do because of the situation that they were in at the time in their life where they had to be able to survive, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Whether it was incarceration, et cetera, especially incarceration.
Yes.
So they're getting out with a different mindset. And if you're oblivious to that, or you're trying to make, like, you know, you're just going to have life as normal as a couple, I strongly suggest that you get counseling in that area, and the other person has to be able to be humble enough to seek it. And it can be private, but not be in denial, because when you are in denial, you don't want to fix anything. You want to point the blame at the other person, and it comes out ugly, because you sometimes people revert back to the same characteristics that got them in that situation in the first place. So just be mindful of what you encourage people to do.
Alhamdulillah. Very well said, Kalia Akbar. I think that's some good advice in this. So those of you taking notes, please take that down as a note. That's very noteworthy, that what it is that you said. Excellent advice, and I concur 100% with all that is that you said. So be careful out there, you all, in terms of wanting to get advice, and you don't know the whole story and everything. So, alhamdulillah, let's move forward. And I want to just check in with our engineer extraordinaire, the priest of Hadi. We want to say to those of you who may have tuned in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we're on the True Love Recipe. We're on the letter S, and it's S5, and we only completed 2, but a lot of great information, education, insight, wisdom that our special guest facilitator, co-host tonight, Kalia Akbar, is really giving to us. A lot of noteworthy things that should be jotted down. That's why I say when you come to this learning lab, you need to bring your pen and pad, take these things down, and of course, ask questions. You know, it's okay if you want to disagree, but ask the question in a respectful way. Ask the question, or if anything you'd like to add, we do welcome that too. And if what you're hearing, if anything resonates, don't be shy. We're a family. Press 1 and just say that. And those who listen by way of the internet, you do have to call into the studio if you want to be a participant. That number, once again, is 714-816-4673, and press 1. And our engineer, the priest Abdul Hadi, will alert me that your hand is in the air. Don't wait until it's too late to the very end and then start pressing 1, okay? So, Kalia Akbar, I want to just go to the next one, which is S3, which is sensitivity. Sensitivity. You know, it's in my True Love Recipe. you know, this is one of the qualities and characteristics that there could be a duality. I see the reality can be a duality that's there. You see sensitivity in some people, but that sensitivity is just reserved for me. It's just reserved for me. That sensitivity does not reach out out to others. Even in the sacred institution of marriage, it may not be that sensitivity that's there, you know, in terms of for your mate, or vice versa in regards to that. And sometimes people can be too so sensitive in regards to that. And we should know that we're not perfect. We can make errors. We can make mistakes. We can have shortcomings. And nobody's infallible in that regard. It's in my true love recipe because I think that it has to be there. You know, when we look at the world today, we see people have become desensitized, almost cold, callous, no sensitivity. You know, Imam Muhammad, when he was given his language in terms of lecturing, he was speaking about language, you know, logic and sensitivity, you know, language, logic. The Quran itself is a language, but there's a logic that's there. You know, the hikmah, oftentimes called wisdom, but a logic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his Rasul the language of the Quran, but he also gave him the logic and also the sensitivity that comes along with that. So words do make people, and there should be a logic to the words that we adhere to, and the best words to make us is the words of revelation. And there's a sensitivity that obviously comes along with that. So, Khalil Akbar, would sensitivity be in your true love recipe? And if it would be, why? And if not, could it truly be true love without having sensitivity as a part of your true love recipe? Talk to us, Sister Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, yes. Sensitivity, yes. And yes, because it allows you to feel what your spouse or your mate is feeling. It allows you to try to understand their perspectives on things. And it allows that person to relax and be able to confide in you. And you can see sometimes if just by somebody's body language, whether their jaw is tight, whether their eyes are iced. Really? I'm just
chuckling at that because it sounds humorous because oftentimes when people say things that are true, it's like, whoa, you know, the body language in just in communication that teaches all the time, 55% of all communication is nonverbal. So when you were speaking about the facial expressions and everything, it can speak volumes in that regard. And tone of voice, you know, 35%. And believe it or not, as a study in terms of communication, that only leaves about 10% in terms of the words. But these first two in terms of body language, I remember having gotten a book a long time ago in terms of body language, and it speaks volumes. And most people can't read body language. I'll stop there. Give it back to you, Sister Akbar. Take yourself off of mute.
Yes. I was saying, as you were saying, exactly, body language. And even what I noticed, like if you watch a movie with someone and you're getting to know you in the courtship phase, and they have no emotion. No emotion is good. Something is boring. Think twice.
So you, depending on the movie you're watching, I guess it's going to be paying attention again. Okay, this touched me a certain way, but it didn't move you. Whoa.
I mean, if it's
see if it's a scene that just is like gory or something that's really emotional, and you never see any type of emotion, because some people hide that. Some people hide that. But for me, the sensitivity is important because I believe that you're going to need that. You're going to need that from one another. Nobody's going to be strong all the time. We go through things in life. We know that this life is a test. And even though you may consider yourself an independent person, somebody who's working peace to be the law, we know nobody's independent. We all are codependent, actually. But I'm talking about independent as far as handling the things in life that you're responsible for with the least amount of assistance and maintenance, and seek to be the law, and you depend only on Allah. But just having that sincerity and also being sensitive to your mate's needs is very important, because that's an expression of love. It allows them to also soften their heart and embrace you in your times of need, and it gives you the opportunity to grow closer together. So sensitivity, yes, I need that in my life, and I would give that as well, because you're going to have times when you want to lay your head on your wife's shoulder, or you know how brothers, like, after you mix a lot, lay your head on her lap, like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do with his wife, and, you know, those things are so beautiful, but just making sure that it's balanced, and like you said, nobody's perfect. You self-reflect as well, and look at ways that you can be there for your spouse when they need you as well, and communicate that and encourage them to do the same.
Absolutely. I would say alhamdulillah, praise and thanks belong to Allah. Very well said in terms of sensitivity, and, you know, it's just like reciprocity. It goes back and forth, you know, when it's needed and necessary, and you can't be overly sensitive. You know, sometimes you, and I'm not speaking to anyone in particular, so, you know, this won't burn you if it don't concern you in that regard, but sometimes the sensitivity is like a one-way street. So it's like respect. Respect is never a one-way street. It's a two-way street. You know, you don't have to command it. I mean, demand it, excuse me, you will command it, you know, and it's a give and take, ebb and flow. It goes back and forth in terms of that sensitivity, because we actually are made up in terms of that, as Imam Muhammad was speaking about water in the natural creation. And one of the allegorical things that we see as a counterpart in the human being is sensitivity, like putting a pebble in water and seeing the ripple effect. So we can see that the human being is a very sensitive person, but it can't be just a sensitivity for you only and insensitivity towards your mate. That has to go back and forth, back and forth in the relationship. So just make sure that it's not one-sided. It's a one-way street. But as Sister Akbar say, it's going to be needed and necessary for both, because you're human, you know. So what would that look like? And we're getting a glimpse of that. Every time we turn on the television, we watch the news, we're getting a big dose of insensitivity. Anytime anyone with the mindset and disposition kill innocent people, especially women and children and babies. Think about that, women, children, and babies. Haven't done anything to you, can't even hurt you, the innocent people, you understand? They can't even defend themselves in many cases, and you take their lives cold and callous and then hide your hand. That's insensitivity. And this shows that there's not a moral consciousness, you know. So we have to examine ourselves. We see this in the world today, but we have to examine ourselves that we're not guilty of not having a moral conscience. You know, and like you say, you just look one-sided, you know, but look internally at yourself, too, before you start pointing the finger please do that. So, alhamdulillah, and I want to say to our radio listening audience, if you have something that you want to say in regards to that, you can press 1 if that would be in your true love recipe. If not, we're going to, you know, continue to move on down the road here. And I'm stuck on what the next one is myself. I know we covered those 3, and what is the 4th one here? I'm stuck on that. Got brain freeze. I don't know if you remember what the second one, or the third one, the 4th one is. Well, let's go. let's go to.
Sharing.
Pardon me.
I see sharing.
Sharing wasn't in there, but I guess we could put it in there. I didn't have it in the true love mm-hmm. recipe, but
that might have been one of the weeks where you told everybody they can put in their 2 cents, and we probably did.
Okay, so I got a little brain freeze here, but actually sharing would be in my true love recipe, because I don't think that you could actually have true love without sharing. I just don't. How would that look, you know, when you look at the opposite in terms of being selfish in that regard? So that would be, we'll use that one in place in inshallah before we leave. We'll get the other one. So, Khalil Akbar, thank you, DePriest, bailing me out here for having brain freeze there. Sometimes that happens, you know, if you live long enough, you'll get brain freeze at some point. But I do believe in that, and sharing is caring in that regard. And this is in the Quran, DePriest Hadi have said it definitely should be a part of everybody's true love recipe, because I can't see how it could be true love without sharing. You know, the opposite would be just selfish. A person is selfish, and as a wordologist, the word selfish actually means thinking extra low, finding individual success hard, thinking extra low, finding individual success hard. As we heard Khalil Akbar speak a little while ago, in terms of interdependency. That was a word back a few weeks ago I gave as a homework assignment. Look up that word, interdependent. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. He's created us to be interdependent, not independent. Only Allah is independent, you know, but we need each other. The male needs the female needs the male. So forget about that LGBTQ. That's not in the line with Allah's word, will, and way when we talk about pair and talk about love. That's not true love. That's not even natural. It can't even reproduce life. It can't reproduce anything that is healthy. So, Khalil Akbar, we got a substitute quality here, but it's good with me. What about sharing? Would that be in your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, how could and would it look without sharing being a quality and characteristic?
Alhamdulillah, yes, it is. And I keep saying yes, yes, yes. It's all these great components.
I love it. Okay.
So, yes, because you should be able to give as well as receive. And I know the husband is the maintainer and protector of the family. The wife, however, also has a lot to contribute, and especially if she is also working. And it is also considered a gift. But typically, a person who is 100% vested will be more than willing to make life as easy as possible for everybody involved when you work together. Not saying that you don't want a soldier or a hard worker, but you want everyone to be able to self-actualize meaning become their personal best and enjoy life. So you don't want to overburden anyone when it's easy for you to help and be able to live the life that you want together. Because
yes.
together you accomplish so much more. And you be able to help that person because you never know what life is going to, you know, what's going to come. You never know
yes.
if that husband's going to go through a trial with his work of place of business, if he is a business owner, or we could have health challenges. You don't know if you're in the child-rearing age where you'll have to be taking time off for your job and he's going to have to take care of you. You know, there's so many different angles to come from because, you know, life has its turns. And be able to share whatever you have because you committed your life with this person. And so what you have should be the same way. You should want for your brother and sister what you want for yourself. And we know that came from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm big on practical application. Just being a good person. Treat somebody with common sense. We don't have to be so philosophical on everything. You treat people like you want to be treated. And Allah says that He will give it back to you. He will give it back to you. And when you lift someone else up, you're lifting yourself up, especially if it's your spouse. So
yes,
sharing, yes. Share your whatever. I know I share whatever I have and always have before. You know, before you even get into the marriage stage, because you want to have a good life together. So you look at the resources you have and look at how you can work together to accomplish goals. And so, you know, it just depends on the people's belief system. And yes, they say that women, some people, here I go with they say. I was talking to any man. He was like, forget about the they. Forget that. But
okay. We'll strike that from the record. Go ahead.
Yes. That, you know, as a woman, you should keep something back just in case, you know, you never know when you might have to be independent, you know, or things happen in relationships where you may have to, you know, step out or get a divorce or what have you. So save something back in a separate account. I've heard all these things from people in academia and different people and even in, you know, religious settings. Tell you, give you advice, and we're not saying going some out planning ahead. We know anything could happen, but I believe when you go into a relationship, especially marriage, that you need to bring everything that you have to the table. You put
yes.
everything on the table and you look at it. You be transparent because Allah has you. If you go to it with a sincere heart and you're putting what you have out there, Allah will bless you for that. And you will,
yes.
you will come out on top whether the person received it or not, because your reward is with your Lord. Do it fi sabilillah, because people can disappoint you. But when you do something for Allah, He will bless that, and you will get it from Him.
Alhamdulillah, that's very well said. You know, obviously when you were saying that, in terms of keeping something back, I thinking about the relationship my grandmother and grandfather had for many years before she transitioned. She was actually the banker. My grandfather, he worked construction as a laborer, but she was the banker because he was not a good manager of money. But he trusted her, and she always had something in store or back, you know. And always, and he never knew, but he trusted my grandmother, you know, that she wasn't going to take anything, and she was a type of woman that always used good common sense. I remember he wanted to buy a truck, and he was like, well, he always referred to her as a baby, and she referred to him as honey. And he said, baby, we need to get another truck. You think we'll be able to get it? She told him, said, yeah. She'd been saving for it. And she had saved enough money to pay for it by cash money. I mean, you know, when, you know, there was not a lot of money being made at that particular time, but she was very good on saving and everything. So, you know, you have to identify that person in all, even in the marriage, not to, you know, just to discard in terms of even divorce, because something could happen. Okay, so something could happen. Whereas that the breadwinner, so to speak, is not being able to bring in, you know, the money for the supportiveness and just having that sense of security that goes to security. Now, see how that overlaps in terms of just having that security and having a spouse that's looking out for what possibly could happen, you know, expect the unexpected sometimes and being prepared, to go back to your word again, being prepared to be able to deal with that in case, just in case, that would actually happen. So, and that word had come back to me, alhamdulillah, it is supportiveness, Khalil.
I guess supportiveness.
Yes.
Mark,
you
have a caller, and I believe that word that you're looking for is synergy. It came into my mind again.
Well, synergy is the last one that we're going to have. Synergy is the last one, and we're going to have a little fun with that because I'm going to ask Khalil Akbar, is it going to be a teaspoon, a tablespoon, half a cup, or full cup? Synergy is the last one. So, but before that, you know, it was that supportiveness preceded synergy. Synergy is the last word. So thank you. Boy, I tell you, the Priest of Hadi, you on the case tonight.
You got a caller in the queue.
Oh, let's
you
go to the caller then. Let's see what the caller have on their mind.
Okay, 718-7449. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage. Assalamu alaikum.
I know who that is.
Yeah, it's me, Jeffrey McGillicuddy. Assalamu alaikum. It's good to be with you, Mark Shaheed.
Alaikum assalam. Who are you and where are you calling from?
William Kareem calling out of New York City. Yes, 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 yes. A very interesting program, Mark. I and Khalil, there are just I was watching YouTube tonight, and I've been watching it for a couple of days, and sometimes I watch some of our international Muslim brothers and sisters. Muslim brothers and sisters having to address the whole idea of transgender and homosexuality, and they really don't do it in a firm manner. It's always, you know, that, you know, the thought is not a sin, it's the action that is the sin. And, you know, we will promote Islam. But I think that we have to be, you know, stronger regarding that, because it still gives people a pass, and because they say, well, you know, like, we're not the ones to judge that situation, that you can be Muslim and homosexual. But the question becomes that if two men get married, you know, they can't consummate it, number one, and number two, they are acting outside of their nature because they can't bring forth any, you know, anything from the relationship as far as children are concerned. And it would be the same thing with two women that really can't consummate the marriage because they can't bring forth anything. And that's what makes it so unnatural, because the whole idea of marriage is to start a family and to, you know, bring forth, you know, more children from the relationship. And plus, it's a disrespect to the ancestors. I mean, you know, every person that claims to be a homosexual, bisexual, whatever, comes from a relationship that happened that made them a baby that came out of their mother's womb. And what they're actually doing when they don't fulfill that requirement as far as being a man is concerned is that they're not honoring their ancestors, they're not honoring the traditions of the family, they're not honoring the human transitions, and therefore, you know, they're not moving it forward. So I think that it's really important that, you know, when we have these conversations, that we're really clear, you know, about the idea of, you know, why the Muslim stand on the position of homosexuality, transgender, and all the rest of that being wrong.
Alhamdulillah. No, thank you so much, William, for calling in and bringing that up. And I'm going to have Khalil Akbar to give her insight and share. But I'd like to say this, that we can't put, and I know what they say, and I'm using what they say, but I'm knowing what Allah say, and I'm knowing what his messengers say, and I'm knowing what Imam Muhammad say. Those are my sources for information and education. I don't care about what they say, because there are a lot of people that are mentally deranged, and all we have to do with that, William, is just start with the definition of Muslim. Let's start with the definition of Muslim. So you can't, when people say that there's a gay Muslim or there's a homosexual Muslim or there's a lesbian Muslim, start with, that's why Imam Muhammad is a student of his. He said to us, and I'm saying it again, he said to us, in definition is direction. And over the years, I've added correction. You see, if we see people that are misdirected and incorrect in their mind, the mental attitude and disposition, the behavior will follow that. The behavior naturally will follow that, you see. So what has to happen is that we have to get the right definition starting with Muslim. So if we gave, I could ask you, anyone that's been a Muslim for a while, give us a definition of Muslim. And when you give the definition of Muslim, then you know that a person that say, I am gay, I'm a lesbian, I'm transgender, I'm going to change the nature that God gave to me. Allah speaks about that in 30:30. He said that the human being was created on the same pattern. This is why it's so important that we learn the Quran and we speak from the Quran first and foremost. You know, that we speak from the Quran first and foremost, because Allah says we're created on the same pattern. And Allah says in the Quran, don't change that. And what was that pattern that the rest of creation? How many of us know the answer? The pattern in the natural creation that the human being was created on is that of obedience. You know, obedience. This is what got the human being in trouble from the very beginning. Disobeying. This was in scripture before the Quran. It was an abomination in the Bible. It's an abomination in the Quran. The Quran is a confirmation of the truth that went before. Everything wasn't changed in the Bible. Some of those things was left there. But the Quran corrects what was changed, but it confirms that was true. So we take God's word over anybody else's word, not even our own word. We shouldn't even want to operate with our own thinking, because it can be influenced by Shaitan. And this is what Shaitan said he would do. He would come at him from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left. In other words, Imam Muhammad say that he would influence the social environment where you'd be surrounded with the influence of Shaitan. And it is only, you understand, that we understand A'udhu bin Lahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, that we are looking for the refuge, the shelter, the protection from the influence of the avowed enemy of the human being. And that's only because we have to know the Quran. We can't just, like, we're going to feel our way through this. The spirit hit me. No. The knowledge and the guidance that God gives in the Quran, it has to hit us. We have to internalize that, and we have to realize that, and we have to utilize that for the protection of ourselves. We wouldn't be no different than anybody else. But a Muslim, a true Muslim, now we're talking about true love, but a true Muslim can't be gay and be a Muslim. A true Muslim can't be a lesbian. and be a Muslim, transgender, changing it. Because the revelation that God gives, it has to be at the forefront of our life in terms of our thinking. And we have to bring people back to that. Words make people, the best words to make us is the words of revelation that's given to all of humanity. It's the final word of revelation to all of humanity. But because Allah has given us freedom to be able to freely think and free will to make a choice, that doesn't make it right. You see, in that regard. So I don't let people tell me I know some gay Muslims, some lesbian Muslims. I say, no. That's just like mislabeling a can. You put green beans on there and there's corn in there. That's a mislabel. So a lot of times people will bring those type of things to us and say, some gay Muslims, gay Muslims got their own masjid. Never heard of such. That was not even practiced in the time of the Prophet Muhammad. So we have to do away with those things and say, no, they're not true Muslims. We have to say that. Very important. Thank you so much, William, for bringing that up and out. And Khalil Akbar, you have anything you'd like to say in regards to that? If not, we're going to keep on down the road. Press 1
Seek
as you go out.
Yes, thank you, Brother William Kareem. Seek refuge in Allah. Be strategic. Communicate in your inner circle. And don't allow Shaitan to try to cause conflict so they can come and take and absorb what we have. And I'm going to leave it back there. Be strategic. There is an intentional effort. People have been trying to come into the masjids. There is an intentional effort to incite, to get a response, to bring in the media, and to cause conflict. So stick to our bylaws. Stick to what the religion says. Present
That's
what
right.
the religion has to offer and leave that for them between them and their Lord.
That's right.
Give them the guidelines.
Yes, ma'am.
And
thank you so much. And I want to say this here because only Allah is speaking in the Quran. So please understand that. Allah says that Shaitan makes wrong fair seeming. Makes wrong. And as a wordologist, I look at the word wrong, and as I teach in workshops and seminars and lectures that I give over the years, the word wrong is a weak reality obtaining nothing good. A weak reality. One of the Al-Hasma Husna, is the 99 beautiful names of Allah is Al-Haq. That means the truth and the reality. The truth and the reality. The reality is with Allah. But when it's wrong, it's a weak reality that Shaitan gives, and you can't obtain nothing good. That's W-R-O-N-G. That's a gold nugget. If you can use it, you should keep it. Shaitan makes wrong fair seeming. That's what deceived Adam from the very beginning. He was giving them the wrong interpretation, and he fell for it. He appealed to his desire. And some people have that in them. So makes wrong fair seeming. And then when it makes it wrong fair seeming, it becomes a justification, a validation, a rationalization for doing that. What's against God? You have to adhere to what God's word is. You have to conform what God's will is for us. He created us. He didn't create homosexuals. He didn't create lesbians. He didn't create transgenders. He didn't create bisexuals. He didn't create queers, LGBTQ. He didn't create queers. This became a creation of Shaitan's influence. See, we have to get it straight. And because we have the freedom, the human creation can do that. And we've seen that. But that's not Allah's creation. He didn't create alcoholics, addicts, drug addicts, and all that. You see? It's like Allah didn't create Shaitan. It's freedom. So when you give freedom, that means you can evolve or you can devolve with the freedom. We can't attribute that to Allah. That's why Allah's word, will, and way, we have to put that at the forefront. And we have to work in the cause of Allah, you see. And that might help some of them, because some of them have been twisted. I like that word that young people used a few years ago, twisted. They get twisted like that. So anyway, where are we? Where are we? I forgot. What's the next one that we got?
We were talking about you were going to get to synergy somewhere down the line, but you're trying to think of one that was before synergy.
We got that one. And that, you know, that question of, the comment kind of took me off track, you know, with the LGBTQ. We have to make dua. We should make dua for them. They were created human beings, and it was created through human beings, but it becomes the influence, the social environment that many of our people have experienced and the things that have happened to them. There's some of those people, if you go back in their life and you put them on the couch, I guarantee you, they all have had seat moments. In social sciences, called significant emotional experiences that actually have taken them off the natural pattern. Many of them have been molested.
Mm-hmm.
You see, many of them have experienced incest. You see, many of them have had bad experiences when maybe in a heterosexual relationship. I have to say this. Allah has put this in my spirit to say this. We don't know what has transpired in these people's lives, but I guarantee you that some of those things that I have just named have transpired in their life, and they come to an irrational conclusion in regards to that irrational conclusion. So we are looking at the fourth one. And I had it, and I lost it. But you gave us a good one in terms of sharing. So we're going to go to the last one for the sake of time in terms of looking at that one. Tell me the last one again, the Priest of Hadi.
Synergy.
That's right, synergy. So synergy. So that's in my True Love recipe. My dear sister Khalila Akbar, synergy. And, you know, would that really be needed and necessary in the sacred institution of marriage in terms of true love, synergy? And if it would be, why would it be for you? And if not, would it truly be true love when we talk about synergy? And if so, how much of that would be in your true love recipe? I'm going to ask you to go in the kitchen here, and I'm going to use a teaspoon, tablespoon, half a cup, full cup of synergy. Khalila Akbar, talk to us.
Alhamdulillah, half a cup for me.
Okay. I have a cup of synergy.
Autonomy. I'm big on autonomy. Hey, baby, do you? Go after your dreams, live your best life, but bring it home. Bring it home and let's do things together too. Balance that out. I am, because I don't like to be restricted. I like to, hey, I'm a poet. You know, we're creative thinkers, many of us. I like to, you know, I like to do a lot of things independently as well as together. And so I don't want to inhibit someone else who may have those same aspirations. So half a cup is good. I do need some, though, because when I'm feeling something and I need you to connect with me, I need that. I'm not only want to communicate it, but I need you to be able to feel me. If I'm going through something, I need you to be able to connect with me and know that I need you at that time. not only what I'm telling you, but to have like sort of like a sixth sense, because we are connected in mind, body, and spirit. And when you are with someone in a marriage relationship, that is the closest you can possibly be with another human being. In addition to the being together physically, you have the marital relations, the intercourse, and your souls are touching even in that. Your souls are also touching during salah. And so with that said, that synergy is important, but, you know, you still have your autonomy because, again, we're going to all stand in front of Allah on our own. And so that, to me, is a sign that you do need some autonomy. But when I need you to be there and I need your mind, your body, and your spirit to be focused, because I'm going to give you mine when you need it, then I need you to do that.
No, you're speaking from Khalil Akbar, and this is what I'm asking. You know, just think of you all when you listen to this. Your recipe can be different. That's why I started with a teaspoon, tablespoon, half a cup, full cup for Khalil Akbar. It's only a half a cup in terms of looking at that in terms of cooperation, collaboration, like a team. And all, and for her, you know, the autonomy actually is very, very important. So obviously she's saying that everything we wouldn't be doing together, and that's a balance that's there too in that regard. But for her, a half a cup, that's sufficient enough. A whole cup might be too much for her, but I'm asking you, the radio listener, and the priest of Hadi, if we don't have anybody pressing one, I just want to ask you, in terms of synergy, would it be in your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, could it really truly be true love without synergy in there? And then would it be a teaspoon, tablespoon, half a cup, full cup for you, the priest? Can you share a little something there from your perspective? Yes. Now, this is in your recipe.
You know, Brother Mark, I just want to say, because we are, you know, getting close to time and things, before we go out, I want to say about the program this evening. You know, I am so really just thankful to Allah for giving the insight to you all that he's had. Sister Akbar, you know, both of you, you're putting out some information, some insight, and a lot of people don't even know how to approach true love. So if they could get a hold to a true love recipe, it could at least prink their intelligence or their curiosity, or just what is true love, you know, because everybody don't necessarily believe in true love, you know. But now when it comes to synergy, I like to do things together. And I mean, I like the way the sisters sound up. That's right. Hey, that's right. That's right, sister. So if you go for a half a cup, I'll go for a half a cup to make sure you get your half in there and we can be doing this together.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, look here. This sounds like a sister thing here, dog. I'm not looking. I'm not mad at you, because this is a recipe, and I know sisters have shared recipe. And sometimes a sister will taste another sister casserole, or maybe some type of baked goods. Ooh, I love that. I like that. You know, ooh, it just tastes different. Yours tastes better than mine. What did you put in? And so, you know, we don't ever want to be selfish. You want to actually share that, as I'm sharing my true love recipe. But that doesn't mean that you have to put in what I put in, and we know that when you put ingredients in, there's always some type of measurement, how much you, I don't think too many people cook and bake like my grandmother. You know, she never followed a recipe. It was a pinch of that, a dash of this, a teaspoon of that, or what. You know how the old cooks did it, but when it came out, it was all good, if we say it was all good. But there is a measurement that most recipes that you use. And I just, you know, want to thank Khalil Akbar, you know, for taking the time answering the bell in terms of my beckoning call to come on to share her insight and wisdom in regard to that. And so there's not a right or wrong in terms of that, but she said it would be a part of her true love recipe to have synergy. And that other word, the other characteristic, I won't deal with it tonight because of time supportedness. I don't know why it kept on just eluding my mind. I got a little sidetracked and everything, but supportiveness. And I am quite sure that it would be in all of our true love recipe, because how would it look not to have supportiveness? And as Khalil Akbar has already stated, you know, we're not independent. We need that supportiveness. We need that encouragement at times in our life. And that's not only, brothers, just only for your wives. That's also, you know, for the wives, for their husband. They need that supportiveness in that regard. And Allah always support what is right and what is good. And we need to always understand that. So the niyyah, the intention, the pure intention and motivation should always be to do that which is good and to support that which is good. Allah tells us that in the Quran and even in the relationship. It goes back to what Khalil Akbar said earlier in terms of paying attention so that you can be conscious of those things and you can be supportive of those things that your spouse may do. And this is both for brothers and sisters. It makes for a healthier, a happy, a harmonious relationship. So I'm going to stop there, but Khalil Akbar, I want to give you at least a minute and a half, 2 minutes to any concluding remarks that you'd like to leave the IWDM radio audience with. And while you at it, I want you to give to our regular listening audience your production on the sister station AM 360 and when you come on, the time and everything, and about your production there. Perhaps, inshallah, that there'll be some that will actually call in and tune in, give the number to our sister station AM 360. This is where the Courtship and Marriage originally began. For 5.5 years on our sister station, AM 360. Sister Akbar, it's all yours.
Yes, I want to tell our listening audience that love can be undefined until you define it for yourself. It can be so many beautiful things, but you write your own story. You take the knowledge and wisdom from others, of course, but also write your own story. Define it how you want to define it. Every stage of life, every relationship, every marriage will be different. Make sure that you are vested in yourself enough, that you know yourself enough to know what you want, and also know your spouse or your potential mate, what they want as well, and be able to meet those expectations. Have an open mind and an open heart, and never let any experience turn you away from love and believing in it, because it's one of the most beautiful powers and most beautiful experiences that you'll ever have, that we'll ever have on this life. Don't let Shaitan steal that joy. Get that bounce back and stay connected with Allah, and just be your personal best and give it, give what you got. All right?
Yeah, so Khalil Akbar, so you have an outstanding presentation as you one of the very esteemed talk show host with our sister station AM 360. So please let the radio listening audience know about your production, when you come on, the time that you come on, and also give the two numbers, although I know them, but I seem to be a little discombobulated tonight. So you please, you let them know in terms of how they can tune in to your production on AM 360 radio.
Yes, Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. You can join us each Wednesday night, inshallah, from 7 to 8 p.m. And then from 8 to 9 p.m., we play Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alay. We search up for something that is relevant and good, and many of his tapes or recordings are just that. Whatever you play seems to be connected in some way to what is presented. So please join us. And again, like I said, narrative aspirations, you write your own narrative. That is huge. Write your own narrative with your own marriage, with your own spouse, and you tell each other what you want to have in your marriage. Because it's easy to say things, and it's beautiful to hear other people's perspectives, but when you two are together, you're going to be the ones to either make or break it. So go all in, make it happen. Don't be concerned about what other people think. Do it seems to be the law, and shine, shine, shine. May Allah continue to bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, and thank you so much, Khalil Akbar, as always, for sharing your insight, your wisdom here on the True Love Recipe and on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. I appreciate you, as the priest of Hadi say, so kindly. I appreciate you. And since we are given an opportunity, a very esteemed also talk show host, we have the priest of Hadi. Another one, esteemed host there on the sister station AM360, the priest of Hadi, give you opportunity. Let the radio listening audience know, when do you come on, and what's the name of your production and everything. The priest.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark, and thank you again, Sister Khalida Akbar, and hugs and love to you too. Don't nobody get started just for everybody. But I have Amazon Learning Lab, and that's every Saturday evening on AM360. Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab. Of course, I was inspired by my dear friend to call it a learning lab. And once I got in there, yes, you have a lot to learn. We're working on right now our relationship, establishing our relationship with Allah. And Al Asma ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is being premiered, if you would, addressed on the program. And that airs every Saturday evening from 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And those numbers are 515-605-9891. That's 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That's 425-292-4253. And press 1. We'd love to hear from you and give you the opportunity to share. Brother Mark, I tell you, you'll make a person use their mind. So we don't want to be showed up. So we can see now. So we don't want to be showed up that we can't even remember. We can't even see. And you
yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I thank Allah for still having a pretty good memory. I used to have, when I was a little bit younger, I had a photographic memory. But you can see it slips a little bit because I couldn't remember supporting this tonight. So praise be to Allah. And all both of y'all did just great in disseminating information. And I do want to encourage you all to tune in, listen in. Just AM360, like IWDM Radio, it provides a lot of great information and education. All of these productions provide information and education that is needed and necessary for our community. And we should be working together as a team. You know, together everyone achieves more when we actually do that. And so this is where the collaboration comes in at, and tune in and listen in. I guarantee you won't be disappointed in neither one of these productions. You'll come away with something. If you don't, call me up and give me your complaint. I'm the complaint department. But anyway, we want you to know the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow is Salatu Juma Day, Muslim worldwide, and for those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, for Salatul Juma. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And then after the cook bar there, IWDM Radio, we do play some presentations and addresses and lectures by Imam W.D. Muhammad, so you can stay on and get some of those presentations, lectures, and addresses by our scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Wahdeen Muhammad. And then Saturday is our new production, The Muslim Book Club. Oh, boy, if you haven't heard that, you're really missing out on something. It's the latest production here on IWDM Radio. It's hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir, and it's on our honorable First Lady and Mother of our community. That's Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of our Nation. This is a two-volume book, and once you pick it up, it's going to be hard to put down so much valuable information. If you tune in, there'll be a reading, there'll be commentary, insight that'll be shared by those who tune in and listen. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast time, right here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? Well, you can get Words Make People each and every Sunday, once again, with the very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir. That happens each and every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, who also was a special guest facilitator 2 weeks ago with Khalil Akbar, that's none other than Imam Nazim Pasha, a former colleague there on AM 360, now with IWDM Radio. And he hosts a production called ABC, like 1, 2, 3, but it's Al Islam-based conversation. A variety of topics are actually covered on his production. It's an outstanding production. Tune in. You know, you can't have a conversation just by yourself. So you need 2, 3, 4 or more in the conversation. I know he was glad that you tune in. It happens each and every Monday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And Tuesday, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam, who also doubles as my engineer each and every Wednesday, he's an outstanding host here, along with instructor Abdul Shaheed on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Yes, you need to have your pen and pad. And there's a lot of great information, education, a lot of terminology, but it's a whole lot of things that can benefit you in terms of your health and you. And so you want to tune in for that. It happens each and every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time here on IWDM Radio. Wednesday, it's a sister learning lab to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and that would be the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with our very distinguished esteemed host, Dr. Patricia Slaudine. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab as we teach what is correct parenting from an Islamic perspective. We might try to see if we can get Khalil Akbar maybe a couple of times to join us on that. She's very astute in terms of learning, in terms of parenting, and also how to reconstruct a destructive family life. It happens each and every Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Central, at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time here on IWDM Radio. And it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. That's hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed, where I like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Sometimes I have guests outside the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, but I always have topics that are pertinent to us as a community. So please tune in for that. And it follows the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live at the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shaheed, as the host. And we on the True Love Recipe. And we had tonight our special guest facilitator, our beloved Sister Khalila Akbar, giving her insight and wisdom as we were on S tonight, S5, And we actually covered S6 with the help of our beloved sister, the priest of Hadi, in adding that other one in terms of sharing. So, you know, that means that next week it'll be T, and we're going to be looking at trying to perhaps get a special guest couple, and I'm going to invite Sister Khalil Akbar. Hopefully she can find that in her schedule to come back and join me next week in regards to that. And I want to invite you all back too. I want to say that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal, as it has been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. So make sure you keep up your subscription. And if you have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a pioneer in your community, or maybe your local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. And we want you to know that IWDM Radio, we do support this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful that's going to be held in Newark, New Jersey, the new home for the Muslim Journal. So please get registered. I know Khalil Akbar, she plan on being there, inshallah. I plan on being there, inshallah. The question is, do you plan on being there? So if you do, please look us up. We're supposed to hook up for a workshop. It's supposed to be a panel workshop, and inshallah, we hope that you attend our workshop. I think it's going to be, if Khalil Akbar is there, what is that going to be on, Khalil? Help me out. Is that marriage and family life? Are you still there? Yeah, maybe she had to leave. But I think it's marriage and family. So I just told them, whatever y'all got for me, just let me know, and I'll do whatever it is that they need me to do there. And it's going to be a graduation. Yeah, it's going to be a graduation. And my adopted daughter, Nabia Aziz, she is going to be graduating, and I got a surprise, but I can't tell y'all because you might tell her. So you want to be there. You don't want to get it from outside source and everything. So go ahead and get registered for this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful. It's going to be a historic event. That's from December the 7th through the 10th. They added a whole day. It's going to start on Thursday, and it's going to end on Sunday. So I'll be looking to see you and see your face in the place, as they say. So I want to thank the radio listeners for tuning in and listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, because without you, there would not be IWDM Radio. And also a special thanks go to my two engineers extraordinaire, Rashid Salam and the priest Abdul Hadi, for sitting in and engineering, because without them, you wouldn't be able to get Mark Shaheed tonight, nor Khalil Akbar. So I want to say to all of you, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. And before I actually sign off, let's make sure that we keep our beloved sister, Sister Shirley Muhammad, who was the ex-wife of Imam W. Dean Muhammad and the mother, I think, of about five children. She transitioned, and her janazah prayers, and I think a memorial service was held today for her there in the Windy City of Chicago at 12:30 today. So let's make sure that we ask Allah to bless her soul, forgive her any faults, sins, errors, and shortcomings she may have had in this life. And if it's Allah's will and by his permission, then Allah will admit her to the Jannah, the paradise. And we ask that Allah actually would increase the Muhammad family in faith in him, in love for him, in obedience to him. And to that we say, Ameen. And so with that being said, till next time, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Baby, with this, there's no God but Allah. Yeah. and the messenger.
soul sister number one for us, and that is none other than Swa Elamine. Thank you. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.
Well,
that's all, folks.